Daar zijn die woord zo direct geopend door zuster Emma met het openingsgebed en het Bijbelleesplan. Daarna pastor Samuel Lee met het woord van God in het Engels. Een fijne gezegende luistertijd wordt iedereen toegewenst. Het is tijd voor het openingsgebed en daarna het Bijbelleesplan. Daarvoor hebben wij aan de andere kant van de telefoon zuster Emma. Een goedenacht, zuster Emma. Goedenacht, zuster Emma.
Ja, meneer Kaur.
Ben je al zover?
Ja, meneer Kaur.
Ik wens u even zegen toe. Gaat u gang?
Ja, lieve luisteraar. Ik groet u allen in de wonderbare naam van onze Heer en Heiland. Onze Heer Jezus Christus, die is gegeven alle macht in de hemel en op de aarde. Ja, luisteraars, het is tijd voor het Bijbelleesplan. En u weet, het Bijbelleesplan komt van Gospel Radio Zephania, waar onze Heer Jezus Christus centraal staat. Trouwe God en Vader, we komen voor uw genade troon, Vader. We komen u danken, loven en prijzen, Vader. We komen u alle eer bewijzen omdat u het waard bent, Vader. Vader, we danken u voor alles, voor de gaande feestdagen, Vader. Voor de dag van gisteren en van vandaag, Vader. Vader, dank u wel voor de glorie van uw naam, mijn Heiland. Willen wij u alle eer bewijzen, Vader. Ja, lieve luisteraars, we gaan de Heere prijzen voor wie hij is. We gaan hem danken voor wat hij voor ons heeft gedaan en nog doet. En we gaan hem alle eer bewijzen, want hij is onze koning der koningen. Onze Vader, hij is de wonderbare raadsman. Hij is de sterke God, de vredevorst. Hij is Emmanuel, God met ons. Hij is de wonderbare raadsman, de sterke God, Emmanuel, God met ons. Hij is de helper, groot van kracht en steeds bereid. Hij is de goede herder. Hij is de ware wijnstok. Hij is de deur. Hij is de deur der schapen. Want hij roept nog steeds zijn schapen om binnen te komen. Vader, dank u wel dat u een machtige heiland bent. Dat u goede tieren bent en barmhartig, Vader. En goedheid en genade, Vader, is ons deel, Vader. U hebt ons rein gemaakt. U hebt ons met uw bloed, Vader, gekocht, Vader. En we danken u ook, Vader, voor het offer op Golgotha. We danken u, Vader, voor de bijstand van uw Heilige Geest, o mijn Heiland. We danken u, Vader, voor allen die mee lezen en luisteren, Vader. We prijzen uw naam daarvoor, Vader. En we danken u voor broer Cor en zuster Marlene en uw gezin. Vader, we danken u, Vader, voor alles, mijn Heiland, Jezus Christus. We danken u voor uw goede tierenheid. We danken u voor de kinderen en de ouders, familieleden, Vader. We danken u ook voor alle gospelradio's, Vader. We danken u voor alle bestanden, mijn Heiland. Die gehouden worden, Vader. Wilt u ze zegenen, Vader. We danken u, Vader, voor alle gemeentes, alle voorgangers, o Heiland. Vader, we danken u dat u ze allen zegen, Heiland. We danken u voor de vluchtelingen. We danken u voor de mensen op het zendingsveld, Vader. O, Vader, wilt u ze beschermen, wilt u ze bijstaan, o mijn heiland. We danken u, Vader. We prijzen uw machtige naam, Vader. Vader, en we danken u ook voor uw woord, Vader. We danken u voor alle ziekenhuizen. Alle zieken die daarin zitten, Vader. Overal waar ze zijn, wilt u ze aanraken, Vader. We vragen u het in Jezus' naam, Vader. Vader, we danken u dat u zo waardig bent. U bent zo goede tieren, Vader. We blijven het zeggen, Vader. Duizendmaal dank daarvoor, Vader. Glorie en aanbidding voor uw machtige Jezus' naam. Zeken alle huizen, Vader, waar u gaat, Vader. We prijzen uw naam. Zeker uw woord, Vader. En ook mijn mond, Vader Jezus. Glorie voor uw naam, Vader. We danken u, Vader. We danken u voor uw woord, Vader. En we bidden van u dat u vooruit gaat in uw woord, Vader. En dat u ons meer kennis, meer wijsheid geeft over uw woord, Vader. Hoe wij dat moeten brengen en hoe wij dat moeten doen, Vader. Want u bent altijd bereid, Vader, om ons te leren, Vader. We danken u en prijzen uw wonderbare naam. Ja, luisteraars. We gaan lezen vandaag uit de Handelingen der Apostelen, hoofdstuk 2. De Handelingen der Apostelen, hoofdstuk 2. Maar we komen eerst met een psalm bij u. En die psalm zegt: maak uw zorgen tot uw schatten. Maak uw droefheid tot uw lied. Dan toch toon ge aan de wereld wat Gods grote liefde u biedt. Als zij merkt hoe gij in moeite toch van blijde hopen blaakt, zal zij vragen welke heiland u toch zo gelukkig maakt. Mijn ziel, o, blijf toch zingen. Mijn ziel, o, blijf toch zingen. Als zorgen u omringen, klaag dan niet, maar zing een lied, luisteraars. Als zorgen u omringen, luisteraars, klaag dan niet, maar zing een lied. Halleluja. En dan gaan wij naar onze Bijbelleesplan. Dat komt uit de Handelingen der Apostelen, hoofdstuk 2. Het is nog Pinksteren. En toen de Pinksterdag aanbrak, waren allen tezamen bijeen. En eensklaps kwam er uit de hemel een geluid als van een geweldige windvlaag en vulde het gehele huis waar zij gezeten waren. Er vertoonden zich aan hen tongen als van vuur, die zich verdeelden, en het zette zich op ieder van hen. En zij werden allen vervuld met de Heilige Geest en begonnen met andere tongen te spreken, zoals de Geest het hun gaf uit te spreken. Nu waren er Joden te Jeruzalem, woonachtig vrome mannen uit alle volken onder de hemel. En toen dit geluid gekomen was, liep de menigte te hoop en verbaasde zich, want een ieder hoorde hen in zijn eigen taal spreken. En buiten zichzelf van verwondering zeiden zij: zie, zijn niet al deze die daar spreken Galileërs? En hoe horen wij hen dan, een ieder in onze eigen taal waarin wij geboren zijn? Parten, Meden, Elamieten, inwoners van Mesopotamië, Judea en Cappadocië, Pontus en Azië, Frigië en Pamphylië, Egypte en de streken van Libië bij Cyrene. En hier verblijven de Romeinen, zowel Joden als Jodengenoten, Cretensen en Arabieren. Wij horen hen in onze eigen taal van de grote daden Gods spreken. En zij waren allen buiten zichzelf en geheel met de zaak verlegen. En zij zeiden de een tot de andere, wat wil dat sterk toch zeggen? Maar andere zeiden spottend, zij hebben te veel zoete wijn gehad. Vers 14, de toespraak van Petrus. Maar Petrus stond met de elfen op en hij verhief zijn stem en sprak hen toe. Gij Joden en allen die te Jeruzalem woonachtig zijt, dit zij u bekend en neem mijn woorden ter oren. Want deze mensen zijn niet dronken, zoals gij veronderstelt, want het is het derde uur van de dag. Maar dit is het waarvan gesproken is door de profeet Joël. En het zal zijn in de laatste dagen, zegt God, dat ik zal uitstorten van mijn geest op alle vlees. En uw zonen en dochters zullen profeteren. En uw jongelingen zullen gezichten zien. En uw ouden zullen dromen. Ja, zelfs op mijn dienstknechten en mijn dienstmaagden zal ik in die dagen van mijn geest uitstorten. En zij zullen profeteren. En ik zal wonderen geven in de hemel boven en tekenen op de aarde beneden. Bloed en vuur en rookwalm. De zon zal veranderen in duisternis en de maan in bloed, voordat de grote en doorluchtige dag des Heren komt. En het zal zijn dat al wie de naam des Heren aanroept, behouden worden, zal worden. Mannen van Israël, hoor deze woorden. Jezus de Nazareer, een man u van Gods wegen aangewezen door krachten, wonderen en tekenen, die God door hem in uw midden verricht heeft, zoals gij zelf weet. Deze naar de bepaalde raad en voorkennis van God uitgeleverd, heb gij door de handen van wetteloze mensen aan het kruis genakeld en gedood. God evenwel heeft hem opgewekt, want hij verbrak de ween van de dood, nadien het niet mogelijk was dat hij door hem werd vastgehouden. Want David zegt van hem, ik zag de Heere ten alle tijden voor mij, want hij is aan mijn rechterhand, opdat ik niet wankelen zou. Daarom is mijn hart verheugd en mijn tong verblijd. Ja, ook mijn vlees zal nog een schuilplaats vinden in hopen, omdat gij mijn ziel niet aan het dodenrijk zult overlaten, nog uw heilige ontbinding doen zien. Gij hebt mijn wegen ten leven doen kennen. Gij zult mij vervullen met verheugingen voor uw aangezicht. Mannen, broeders, men mag vrij uit tot u zeggen van de aartsvader David, dat hij en gestorven en begraven is, en zijn graf is bij ons tot op deze dag. Daar hij nu een profeet was en wist dat God hem onder ede gezworen had één uit de vrucht zijner lendenen op zijn troon te doen zitten, heeft hij in de toekomst gezien en gesproken van de opstanding van Christus, dat hij niet aan het dodenrijk is overgelaten, nog zijn vlees ontbinding heeft gezien. Deze Jezus heeft God opgewekt, waarvan wij allen getuigen zijn. Nu hij dan door de rechterhand God verhoogd is en de belofte des Heiligen Geestes van de Vader ontvangen heeft, heeft hij dit uitgestort, wat gij en ziet en hoort. Want David is niet opgevaren naar de hemelen, maar hij zegt zelf: de Heere heeft gezegd tot mijn Heere, zet u aan mijn rechterhand, totdat ik uw vijand gemaakt heb tot een voetbank voor uw voeten. Dus moet ook het ganse huis Israël zeker weten dat God hem en tot Heere en tot Christus gemaakt heeft. Deze Jezus die gij gekruisigd hebt. Toen zij dit hoorden, werden zij diep in hun hart getroffen. En zij zeiden tot Petrus en de andere apostelen: wat moeten wij doen, mannen, broeders? En Petrus antwoordde hun: bekeert u en ieder van u laat zich dopen op de naam van Jezus Christus tot vergeving van uw zonden, en gij zult de gave des Heiligen Geestes ontvangen. Want voor u is de belofte, en voor uw kinderen, en voor allen die verre zijn, zovelen als de Heere, onze God, ertoe geroepen zal. En met nog meer andere woorden getuigde hij, en hij vermaande hen, zeggende: laat u behouden uit dit verkeerd geslacht. Luisteraars, dat was het. O, vers 41, het leven der eerste gemeente. Zij dan die zijn woord aanvaarden, lieten zich dopen, en op die dag werden ongeveer 3000 zielen toegevoegd. En zij bleven volharden bij het onderwijs der apostelen en de gemeenschap, het breken van het brood en de gebeden. En er kwam vrees over alle ziel, en vele wonderen en tekenen geschieden door de apostelen. En allen dus tot het geloof, en allen die tot het geloof gekomen en bijeen vergaderd waren, hadden alles gemeenschappelijk. En telkens wanneer waren er die hun bezittingen en haven verkochten, en ze uitdeelden aan allen die er behoefte aan hadden. En voortdurend waren zij elke dag eendrachtig in de tempel, braken het brood aan huis en gebruikten hun maaltijden met blijdschap en eenvoud der harten. En zij loofden God en stonden in de gunst bij het gehele volk. En de Heere voegde dagelijks toe aan de kring die behouden werden. Dat was het, lieve luisteraars. Ik heb gelezen de Handelingen der Apostelen, hoofdstuk 2, Pinksteren, vers 16, de toespraak van Petrus, en dan was het vers 41, het leven der eerste gemeente. Dan wil ik u groeten, wens u allen, het broeder Cor, zo tezamen Gods reis te zegen toe. En we blijven zeggen, lieve luisteraar, dat, en laten wij de Heer loven, dat God stond in ons midden. met gunst en met liefde en met blijdschap. Dat wij meer zielen kunnen winnen voor de Heere. Want de Heere is een machtig heiland. Hij helpt overal door. Ik dank u dat u hebt geluisterd. En ik zou zeggen, tot een volgende keer. In Jezus' naam. Amen.
Amen, zuster Emma. Dank u wel ook vannacht voor de bijdrage geleverd aan de uitzending. Sifanje Radio wens je een fijne, gezegende luistertijd toe. Goedenacht, rust en zo leer het leed. Tot morgen.
Ja, wij hebben de koude koetjes aan zuster Marlene.
Doe ik.
Dag, boede koud.
Dag, zuster Emma. U heeft daarnet kunnen luisteren naar het gelezen woord, het Bijbelleesplan, bij Gospel Radio Sefanya. Wij gaan door met de uitzending, namelijk met het gesproken woord door pastor Samuel Lee van GCF Ministry in Amsterdam. Heeft u zegen ook met dit onderdeel toegewenst.
Look at your neighbor, say, be blessed today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My message is an important message for all of you, for everybody. Most of the time in life, we have been disappointed. How many of you have never been disappointed in life? Oh, wow. Then I need to talk to you. Maybe you have never been disappointed in life, but I have been many times. And I'm sure that many people here today, they have been disappointed many times, either by people that you trust, people that you put your hope in, or maybe by circumstances of life. As you know, the motto of my preaching always is that life is not fair. Whatever you want to deal with it, life is not fair. And we have to go through this life together with Jesus. Amen? So sometimes we are disappointed by situations. Sometimes we are disappointed by institutions of life. Many times we also lost our hope, as I preached last time about our hope. Sometimes we fail after each other. And we lose our energy. We lose our appetite for life. Somebody told me, Pastor, I don't have appetite for life. My appetite is down. My energy is down. At times we are trying many possible ways and we fail. How many of you tried something many times and it failed? Somebody told me, Pastor, I try many times to start up a business, but it failed. Pastor, I try many times to find the right partner, but it failed. Many times I try to make a study, but it failed. So all these failures make us feel disappointed in life. But today my message for you is about do not give up. Do not give up. Do not give up. Regardless what you go through in life, do not give up. And I want to read the Holy Scriptures from the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, from verse 1 to 8. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, from verse 1 until verse 8. Are you there? Amen. This is a parable of Jesus giving about persistent widow. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Wow, this is a sermon already. You should always pray and not give up. Later I will explain to you what he means by that. Then he said, in a certain town, a city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared for what people thought. So this judge was a cruel judge, a wicked judge. Verse 3. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. I need justice. Verse 4. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care about what people think, yet because this widow keeps on bothering me, I will see that she will get her justice so that she won't eventually come to me and attack me. Verse 6. And the Lord said, listen. Somebody say listen. Listen to what the unjust judge said. Listen to what the unjust judge said. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them down? I tell you, he will see that they will get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Wow. Brothers and sisters, I don't say I don't care. Let me put it this way. I don't know what you are going through in life. And you don't know what I am going through in life. We are all going through something in life. Amen? But the message that Jesus gave, he said, always pray. Regardless what you go in life. Sorry, I have been speaking a lot of times lately, so my throat is... So regardless what you go through in life, always pray. What does always pray mean? Do not give up. Let me give you an example of my little daughter. When something goes into her brain, you jump up to heaven, you jump down, roll on the floor, go left and right, she will not change her mind. She wants that in. You understand? Sometimes, you know, these kids, small children, they don't have logics. They think that they want to have it now. Okay? Sometimes we parents, we are also very tired. We come from work. We have already a lot of things going on. And then you come home and, Daddy, I want to have this one. Okay, later, yeah? Okay, let me rest a bit. After 5 minutes, Daddy, I'm hungry. Okay, wait, we are going to cook later on. 10 minutes later, Daddy, I'm hungry. And after a while, you get tired. And you say, okay, let me cook for this child and let her eat, and then I can rest. You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Or when I was a little child, I traveled to Geneva with my family for holidays. And I was a little boy of 6 years old. And I love cars, like somebody's son here who love car a lot. So I cry and cry, I want the car. I cry so much that even the police came and said, why this child is crying? My father said he wants a car. But we just bought him 10 minutes ago another car. Now he wants another car because every shop they went, I wanted a car. I had about 500 cars in my collection. And then the police said, why this guy is crying? Because he wants the car. And now when I complain to my father about my child, my father says, what goes around comes around. So now you know what I'm talking about. So Jesus said, always pray. Do not give up. Do you want to achieve something in life? It starts with prayer. Nothing can be reached to its destination without prayer. If you want to reach something, start with prayer. Pray to God. No matter how many times you failed, pray to God. If it is the will of God, God will help you. Are we listening today? Pray always, not only sometimes. Not only in the morning. Pray day and night in your heart. Pray to God. The thing that I am doing, is it your will? Do you want me to do that? Am I called to do this? What am I doing right now? So always pray. Anything that you do in life, always pray. Not only before you eat or before you go out. Any decision that you make, pray to God. Anything that you want to do in life, pray to God. Jesus said, always pray. He didn't say pray always. He said always pray. There is a difference between pray always. You know what is pray always? Pray always are religious people. They pray always for everything, you know. No. He said always pray. That means be in a prayer mood. 24/7 prayer mood. He didn't say pray always. Pray always are people who are religious. They pray, you know, religious ways. Oh God, thou art, thy am, I am, thou art, we love you, you know. No. What he says is always pray. That means 24/7 in your brain, pray. In your heart, pray. Anything that you do, pray. Not to impress other people, but to impress yourself. Praise God. You know why he said pray always? Because no one can take away hope from you. No one can take away hope from you. They can make you naked. They can totally naked you, but they will not be able to take the hope from you. Pray always. Amen? And then what did he say? He said, do not give up. Pray always. Do not give up. What does that mean, do not give up? Do not give up means take action. Do not just sit down and think that God will come with his angels or Holy Spirit and say, wow, I will help you. No, help always comes from you. If you don't take the actions and if you don't take the steps, don't expect God to move for you. You need to move, then God will also move for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Many people think that believing in Christianity is like a social welfare. You understand? That you don't do nothing and then everything will come to you. That is not how in the kingdom of God is working and functioning. When Jesus said always pray, it means you have a plan in life, always pray. And when you pray, take action. Do not just sit down and think that angel Gabriel will come and help you. No, my friend, you need to take the actions. As I told you, in this world, no one will ever cry and care for you except you yourself. You need to first begin to care and cry for yourself. And when you do that, God is also going to come and help you with that. But you cannot say, I want change, but I don't want to take any steps to be changed. Change comes when you take the actions. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So, always pray. Do not give up. Do you have a plan to become a successful businessman or you want to set up a business back home in your country? My friend, you cannot just sit down here and think that the business will come. No, you have to learn. You have to study. You have to educate yourself. You have to take actions. You have to know how business functions. You need to know the product that you are selling. Is it the best or not? You need to go behind it. And when you go behind it, God will also bless you. Hallelujah. You want to be successful in Holland? That is wonderful. How many of you want to be successful in Holland? I want to be successful in Holland, isn't it? I want to be successful in Holland. So if you want to be successful in Holland, you cannot just sit at home and watch Asian or African drama. You understand? If you want to be successful in Holland, what are you going to do? You know the message. Learn. What are you going to learn? Learn the language. Why to learn the language? Not for authorities, not for government, but for whom? For your own benefit. Because the more language you know, the more doors will be open for you. So if you are in Holland And then, of course, not in our church, because most of you, I'm sure, you speak good Dutch. But some people, they may live in Holland for 40 years. And not three sentences language, that is not good. Why? And then they want God to bless them. It's not possible. If you want God to bless you, what are you going to do in Holland? You need to learn the language. And when you need to learn, when you learn the language, after that, what do? You interact not only with the tribe of your own country, but you interact also with someone from Holland. Hello? And when you interact, you learn culture, you learn language, and then doors will be open. Amen. How many times I've been preaching this, but I want to repeat it again for the sake of repetition. Amen. Praise God. So if you want to be successful in life, pray always. Are you interested in the particular topic or subject? Be interested about that. Go behind it. You cannot just sit down and let the things come to you. You need to go behind them. Are you compassionate about something? Go behind it. Are you having a vision and a dream? Go behind it. Hallelujah. And God will help you. No matter how many times the doors are closed to you, no matter how many times people have rejected you and said no to you, God will help you to go through it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the story says that Jesus used this story like I used the story of my little child. He said in a certain town there was this judge. Look, this judge, in Dutch we call it rechter. This judge never feared God. I mean, we are living in a society today. We are living in a world today that people, let alone judges, fearing God. And when I say fearing God, I'm not telling that they have to be religious. Fearing God means listening to that human dignity that God has put in our hearts from the childhood that we are born. Let alone religion. He says, this man, this judge, had no fear. He didn't care about God, religion. He didn't care about Bible or Torah. He didn't care about these things. He was a judge. He feared no God, and he didn't care about what men think. How many of you know you are worried about what others think about you? That's why we have Facebook. You see? We have Facebook because we want to know what others think about us. And how many likes did we have? Isn't it? If the likes increase, your Dow Jones index also go higher. If your likes decrease, that means your business index is going down. You see, why do we have things like Facebook? Because we want to share our ideas, but of course also we want to know what others think about us. Now don't look at me so holy. I am also like that. I'm not preaching something that I am not. I'm interested what others think about me. It's something natural. We want to know what our partners think about us. We want to know what our wives or husband think about us. Our boyfriend, girlfriend, friend, family, boss, colleague think about us. That's natural. So don't get religious with me. It's natural. It's the fundamental right of every human being to know what others think about them. Okay? But this is the matter. What others think about you can even change your life, because some people give a lot of attention to that. But this judge, he was a cruel judge. He didn't care what people think about him. He didn't care if he could deceive people, cheat, steal their money, be bribed. He didn't care. You know that most corrupt people don't care. It's normal. Are we listening today? Most corrupt people, they don't care what people think about. That's why they score sometimes high. Only temporarily. One day they will be judged. Amen? So this judge didn't care. He had no interest in anybody. And he just, he functioned as a judge. Get money and everything. This shows our reckless world. Our world is reckless. There is no mercy. There is no hope without God in this world. This world, if listen to me, I don't want to disappoint you. If you are going to, God forbid, something happened to you, fail or whatever, you know, the first 2 weeks people will cry for you. The first 4 weeks, they will remember you. The first 6 weeks, they will forget what color hair you had. The next 1 month, they forget the color of your eyes. The next 1 year, they even forget you exist. Life goes on. That is how the world is, my friend. And that is why if we don't have God in our lives, and if we don't have Jesus in our lives, and if we don't have godly people around us in our lives, this world is wicked. Because everyone thinks about himself first. So this judge has no mercy. And there is this poor widow. There is poor widow. Widow means someone whose husband is gone. A poor widow. She needs justice. Just like some of you need justice. She kept on going to the house of the judge. She kept on going every morning, every evening, every afternoon. She keep on crying. She keep on demanding, I want justice. Because it is unjustful how I have been treated. It is unjustful how I have been regarded by either the law or the society or whatever. And I want my justice. And then what did the judge do? Say, who cares about this lady crying? And sometimes today in this world, people may think, who cares about this bunch of Christians or this bunch of foreigners or whoever they are crying. They are. Who cares about them? But this lady, she did not give up. If this lady did not come out of her house, justice will not come to her. You cannot just sit down and wait for justice to come to you. You need to go to justice after you have prayed. And maybe you have been treated unjustly in this world. Maybe people have been looking down on you just because you are an Asian or an African or European or wherever you are from. Maybe you have been maltreated and mistreated. Maybe people have been looking down upon you. I never forget that when I was here, you know, I have some sense of humor. You know, I like that. When I come here, many years ago, there was a lady here and then, you know, she looked down upon me and foreigners. And then she hit the refrigerator, you know, refrigerator. She hit the refrigerator and said, do you have refrigerator? Do you know what this is? And you know, I have a sense of humor from my childhood. I said, no, is that a television what they say? Very humiliating. Hitting the refrigerator. Do you know? Do you have this in your country? Or do you ride on camels? No, we don't have camels in my country. We have donkeys. Of course, we have BMWs and Mercedes-Benz. Sometimes people may look down on you. Look down on you because of the color of your skin, because of the way you dress, because of the way you even shave or whatever. People look down on you. Just like this woman. This woman said, I am going to demand my justice. In a peaceful way, in a rightful way. I will keep on crying. I will keep on demanding from this unjustful judge. And today, there are many unjustful judges in the world. And she kept on bothering that man. I want justice. I want justice. And she cried until, please listen to me, this is a very, very encouraging message. Until something happened. It says, can we read verse 4? For some time he refused. You know, that's it. For some times he refused. You want something in life, for sometimes life will refuse it to you. Life will reject it for you. Life will stop it for you. But for some time, and then listen to the next word. But finally, he said to himself, can somebody say finally? Finally, the finally of somebody will come. Are you listening to me? Finally, your finally will come. No matter how many times you're disappointed, finally, you will get what you want. Finally, you will be blessed. Finally, the devil cannot continue to torment you, disappoint you, discourage you, finally he will give up and finally you will be blessed. Wow. Finally. Finally you will get it. Finally you will be in the will of God. Finally God will grant you mercy. And Satan will lose on you. Satan will give up on you. Evil and injustice will give up on you. A day will come that you and I, we will be welcomed everywhere we go. A day will come that we will sit together, worship together, freely in the world. I pray for that day. That there will be no more visas. Is that a dream? That there will be no more visas and borders. You know why? Because we will be in heaven together. And in heaven, there is no borders. There is no visa. There is no entry. There is no in heaven. My friend, Ghanaian, Nigerian, Dutch, Filipino, Holland, Iranian, Baptist, Pentecostal, whatever, we all sit together and say, glory be to Jesus. We are one. We are one. Hallelujah. We are one. Today, the music touched me. The music that you guys sang today. That says, on the mountain, in the valley, on the land and in the sea, the Lord is my portion in the land of the living. My Lord is good forevermore. That's a beautiful African song. It says, on the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea. And when you were singing this song, I had to remember these thousands and thousands of refugees who are losing their homes, their family members, everything, going on a piece of a boat, traveling on the sea. And people think that they are doing it for fun. No, my friend, if someone leaves his or her country, risking herself on the sea, that is so tormenting and killing and destroying that person. Oh my goodness. This music reminds me of that person. On the mountain, in the valley, on the land and in the sea. It breaks my heart that we are living in such a cruel world that we are so afraid of ourselves and our boundaries. Cruel world. Cruel world. But I'm telling you, my sister, I'm telling you, my brother, do not give up on no matter what is your pursuit of life. Do not give up no matter on what you are hoping, dreaming. Always pray. Do not give up. Continue to cry. Continue to nag. Is your son suffering? Is your daughter suffering? Maybe your son or daughter is in relationship, in an ungodly relationship, or they are in a certain situation or drugs or whatever. Do not give up on your children. Pray to God. God will never give up on your children. God will never give up on you. God will never give up on the justice given to his children, my friend. Do not give up. Do not give up. Is a sickness destroying your family? Do not give up. Keep on praying until the last moment. Do not give up. Is a sickness destroying the life of your loved one? Do not give up, my friend. Keep on praying, my friend. Do not give up. Justice will be granted unto you. Are you going through a legal matter? Do not give up. God is on your side. If you do the right thing, if you are correct in the eyes of God, God will fight for you. Do not give up, my friend. Do not give up. Hallelujah. Do not give up. Even if you are mistreated and maltreated, do not give up to believe in love. Even if people rejected you, spit upon you, rejected you, discriminated you, is still hope that love will win at the end. Do not give up. Do not give up. Keep on bothering. Keep on bothering. Bother God. Bother God. It's your right to bother him. Bother God like a child. Cry. Bother him. He will answer. I want to quote from Martin Luther King Jr. He said something. He said, throw us in jail, and we shall still love you. Bomb our homes and threaten our children, and we shall still love you. Send your hooded perpetrators of violence into our community at midnight hour and beat us and leave us half dead, and we shall still love you. But be ye assured that we will wear you down by our capacity to suffer. One day we shall win freedom, but not only for ourselves. We shall so appeal to your heart and your conscience that we shall win you in the process. And our victory will be a double victory, because we win and we win you to our hearts. My friends, my brothers, my sisters, do not give up in life. Do not give up in life. Even the person who hates you the most, your love can win them at last. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. And then Jesus said, will God not bring justice for his chosen ones? I'm almost done. Listen. Will God not bring justice to your broken heart, your little heart that is broken, that is sad? He will. Do not underestimate the power of God. Do not underestimate the power of God. From little things to big things, God is in control. God is in control of your life, my dear friend, my beloved one. Jesus said at the end, will Jesus find faith? You know, it's not easy. Somebody say it's not easy. It's not easy when everything is shattering around you. When insecurities are around you, it's not easy. But Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? Faith. Let us have faith in God. I'm not only talking to you. Myself, I am in that situation. Sometimes I also need faith. Because if I don't have faith, I really don't know how, Brother Tony, I don't know how I can stand here. It's the faith that gives me power to continue in life. Because if I look at everything in my life, left and right, there is no reason for me to say that it's wow. But I have faith. And because I have faith, I can say, wow, what a wonderful God. Hallelujah. Let us stand up on our feet. Let us pray. I want to pray for those. Listen, I want to pray for people who are hopeless, who say, yes, I don't want to give up. I'm not going to give up on something that God has given on me. I'm going to challenge God. I'm going to challenge Satan. I'm going to do all what I can, because I know that
En dit was het weer. Een uitzending van Gospel Radio Sevilla. Bedankt voor het luisteren en een goede nachtrust toegewenst.